Special agent.
By special arrangement with the BBC, we present Chapter 357 of our exciting adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. But first, a word from your sponsor. Harry Mills confesses to the murder of Edgar Roberts. He also informs Dick and Inspector Burke that Roberts was the head of the gang which kidnapped Alan Kendall's young baby. Returning to London, Dick calls at the Kendall home. He finds the front door open, and when there is no answer to his knock, he enters the house. In the living room, he sees Alan Kendall struggling painfully to his feet.
Alan, what have you been doing?
It's all right, Dick. I haven't been drinking.
Here, let me help you. I'll put you in this chair, I think.
Thanks. Oh, this happened once before, didn't it? I've had two fights lately and lost both of them on a knockout. Not a very good record, is it?
No, just take it quietly.
Another coincidence, blood on the floor. There's no mystery about it this time. It used to belong to me.
You're not badly hurt, Alan.
I know, but I'm not very happy either.
What happened?
A man called to see Betty. Said he was from Scotland Yard. Then he corrected that and said he was one of the gang. It seems he'd been ordered to pick up Betty. They wanted her as an extra hostage.
Oh, never satisfied, are they?
And I happened to walk in, and for the second time I attacked a man with a gun. The result was exactly the same as before. It's about time I realized my limitations.
I wonder what happened. It looks as though they have their extra hostage.
But it's all so pointless now. With Roberts dead, they might just as well let Betty and Blimp go. Roberts wasn't after the money. He only wanted to stop him finishing the assault craft.
The trouble is, with Roberts dead, the gang may panic.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Alan, nothing. Everything will probably be all right.
I know what you're thinking. They may drop the whole thing. They may kill Betty and Blimp and then clear out.
No, no, I don't think so. They still have the chance to earn £10,000. I should imagine that appeals to them.
Anyway, Stella will be there to see that nothing goes wrong.
Yes, that's right. Stella will be there.
Oh, will you take that?
Right. Hello?
Oh, it's you, Dick. I thought you were in Eastbourne.
No, Stella, I've just returned.
How is poor dear Alan?
He is conscious and not badly hurt.
Oh, thank goodness. Tell him I do sympathize. Poor Alan. He's always in trouble.
Did you know that thug was coming here?
Yes, I'm afraid I did. It was the boys' own idea and I couldn't dissuade them. They thought someone might follow them after they picked up the money. Betty's in no danger. They intend to let her go about 5 o'clock on Friday. They'll be clearing out themselves at that time. Well, that's their plan, Dick, but we'll spoil it.
How? If they've got Betty, it won't be safe to follow the car.
When you go to your flat, you'll find a note there enclosing a map. Your order's for Friday, Dick.
All right, Stella. I'll be going home for a few minutes. I suppose you've heard about Roberts.
That's true, is it?
Quite true. He's dead.
Poor man. He was behind the whole thing, Dick. I think you guessed that. How did he die?
Harry Mills killed him.
Oh, poor Harry. A very foolish man.
Yes, he thought you loved him.
I thought I'd finish the whole case before Mills became involved. It was bad luck. Well, I must go now, Dick. Goodbye.
They are going on with it, are they?
Yes, for the money. An extraordinary girl, Stella. For a Secret Service agent, her methods are most unusual. Well, Alan, I want to go to the flat now. You'd better get cleaned up and come with me.
What about this wound on my face?
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much, old man. It's only a graze.
Oh, really? That's splendid. Stoical, aren't we?
We'll put some sticking plaster on it and then move along. I want to see this letter from Stella Humphreys.
Oh, there you are, Barton. I've been waiting for you. Oh, Kendall's with you. Good heavens, boy, what have you done to your face? Cut yourself while shaving?
No, Mr. Michelson. I was hit with a gun.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh, was it deliberate? I mean, did someone attack you?
Yes, Mr. Michelson. Someone attacked me.
The kidnappers have two hostages, Michelson. They picked up Betty this afternoon. But anyway, let's go inside.
Oh, thank you, Barton.
What do you want to see me about?
I want to know your final plans for Friday.
Oh, I see. Oh, excuse me, there are several letters here. This looks like it. Special delivery. Excuse me.
Is it from Stella?
Yes. Yes, it's from Stella. Now, Michelson, why do you wish to know our plans?
Natural curiosity. You don't think I want to communicate with the enemy, do you? After all, I have £10,000 at stake. I want to make sure I get it back and with as little delay as possible.
Your money will be available on Friday night, I guarantee that.
I don't understand your reticence. After all, Barton, I'm sponsoring the whole thing. I've a right to know what's going on. Don't you agree, Kendall?
Yes. Yes, I do. If Barton won't tell you, I shall. He'll be hidden somewhere in the car, and he'll follow the kidnappers afterwards.
I see. Thank you, Alan.
Well, that's that. You may as well know it all, Michelson. You see this map? Stella's marked a clump of trees. Snowy and I will hide there. The kidnapper's car will have to pass that way. Stella will be in it. On the way back, she'll drop another map.
Ah, that'll show you how to reach their hideout.
That's right. We're to wait half an hour to let the boys think they're quite safe. Then we follow the map. We're met by Stella, and she helps us to round up the gang.
Do you trust this young woman?
Do you know of any reason why I shouldn't?
I was just wondering if it might not be a trick. I don't like that business of waiting half an hour. You might find that when you get there, they've all gone.
You forget that Stella works for Naval Intelligence. I'm quite sure that Stella will keep her word. She'll be waiting for us, all right.
Oh, very well, Barton. You're used to this sort of thing. If you're satisfied, there's nothing more to be said.
On Friday, Michelson, I hope you won't be anywhere near Milson.
Of course not. You won't see me there, Barton.
You were there the other day. We don't want anything to go wrong. I hope you won't try to pull off a coup on your own.
Oh, I see. I see why you didn't want to confide in me. Oh, don't worry, Barton. I shan't be there. I'll leave it to the professionals. Well, I'll run along now, and you won't see me again until Friday night. You might bring the money to my hotel, if you don't mind.
Yes, if we don't see you earlier, we'll do that.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Kendall.
Goodbye, Mr. Michelson, and once again, thank you.
Oh, no need to thank me. According to Mr. Barton, I shan't lose a penny.
Well, I suppose you're annoyed with me.
No, Alan, it's quite all right.
I shouldn't have interfered, but I don't see why you couldn't tell him. After all, he's been very good.
No, it's quite all right, Alan. I'm not worried about Michelson.
You appeared to be suspicious.
I was only testing him.
And were you satisfied with the test?
Yes, Alan. I think I understand Michelson perfectly. I don't want you to do anything, Burke, but I thought I'd let you know about Betty.
Thanks, Dick. These fellows seem to anticipate all your moves. You might keep that in mind on Friday.
Yes, I'll keep that in mind. Burke, there's one thing you might do for me.
What's that?
Check up on Michelson, will you?
What do you want to know?
I feel rather curious about his financial history. I'd also like to know something about his social life.
You don't think he consorts with criminals, do you?
No, but just the same, I think he may have some very interesting friends.
I'll follow it up for you, Dick, but I've met Michelson. I've questioned him, and I'm reasonably sure that he's beyond suspicion.
Well, I'm reasonably sure about Michelson, too, but I'd like you to confirm my theories, Buck. You do that, and I think everything will go off all right tomorrow.
Ah, that's right, Blimp. You go off to sleep, darling. We'll be quite all right. Nothing will happen to us. Oh,
good morning, Miss Kendall.
Oh, good morning.
I shan't lock the door. The men are waiting in the other room. You must be sensible and don't try to escape.
You must be Stella Humphreys.
That's right. I'm sorry I couldn't be here to receive you yesterday. I hope the boys have given you good meals.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's been just like home. They made me cook the meals for them, too.
How smart of them.
You shouldn't complain, dear. It's nice to have something to do.
Oh, there's no need to watch me like that. I shan't try to escape. Now that you're here, I feel quite safe. I know that you're on our side. I know the plans you've made.
How comforting for you. Baby quite well, isn't he? We did our best for him. He was rather a nuisance. I've never heard a baby cry so much. You know, he seems to be very spoiled.
Oh, he'll be all right now that I'm here. Stella, why didn't you warn us that that man was coming to kidnap me?
That man? Oh, you mean Peter. My dear child, when you're going to kidnap someone, you don't warn them. They might try to ambush you or something equally unfair.
Stella, I know you're working against these people. If you'd warned us Peter was coming, Alan would have kept out of the way, and I'd have come along without giving any trouble. My brother was hurt, and you could have prevented that.
Oh, Betty, darling, I'm all for realism. You weren't warned, and so you acted quite naturally. I'm sorry Alan was hurt, but... Well, it did make everything look genuine, didn't it?
Oh, I think you're heartless.
Perhaps I am. But I'll tell you this. I'm not very hypocritical by nature.
What do you mean by that?
Betty, I'm very tired of all the pretense.
Oh, yes, it probably is very tiresome. You're working with criminals and you have to pretend to be one of them.
My dear girl, you misunderstand me completely. I'm working with criminals because I am a criminal.
Stella,
I've been fooling Barton the whole time. But since you'll have no chance to see him at all, I can be perfectly frank with you. We're setting a trap for Mrs. White and Barton. When the time comes, we shall kill them. And I'm afraid, my dear, we'll have to kill you, too.
Will Stella's plan succeed? Will Barton walk into a trap?